writers, there's not much, right? Like, there's a few classes offered at from different universities, but there's not a major or a program, for instance. And theek hai, thodi bahut purane waqt ki wo cheezein kuch hain, you know, tea house wagaira, lekin ek baqaida platform mujhe lagta hai ki kami hai.
Taab Ghar is also a really good initiative.
Yes, recently maine bahut suna hai, it's like very appealing. Wo kaafi diverse kism ke subjects ko cater karte hain.
And they really try to make an initiative to have an a space that's open to a variety of different kinds of people. So I really like that. I just went there once for their literary festival and it was really wonderful.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Box.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Out of the Box. Aaj ke episode mein we are joined by Hassan Mirza. Wo ek writer hai from Lahore, Pakistan. He is someone who received his FMA from Vanderbilt University and he is currently a doctoral student in creative writing at the University of Cincinnati. Unka kaam jo hai wo kafi jagah pe appear hua, it has been published when including Aleph Review, Joylen, Michigan Quarterly Review, Salamander Magazine and elsewhere. And beginning this fall, he will serve as a Wallace Stegner Fellow in Fiction at Stanford University. I would like to formally welcome you. Thank you so much for joining.
Hi, Sarosh. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad. So just before we jump right into our conversation, and we will delve into other things, I would like to share a few lines share kare from any recent work of yours ya koi bhi aisa aapka koi kaam jo aap you feel like you want to put out there taaki log thoda familiarize ho jaye ki aapke kaam ki nature kaisi hai.
Okay, so I'm going to read from a short story that I'm still working on, so it's a work in progress, and normally I write about Pakistani characters, but this is from a white woman's perspective. Okay, all right, so the story is called Name Place Animal Thing, which hum game khelte the na uske upar. Yeah, to pehla section ka naam hai name. All five of my daughters are named after the moon. Maruk, moonface. Mahavish, moonlike. Mahanam, moonwater. Mahgul, moonflower. Majbeen, moon forehead. Anyone could have predicted the complications. Sensibly, I had warned Hamid. Anything past a second moon is a terrible idea. Besides, the names aren't pretty in English, perhaps not even in Urdu. When was it a compliment to say that your forehead was pale and cratered? I explained to Hamid that with names so similar, the girls won't be able to distinguish themselves from each other. Neither would their teachers, their friends, their spouses, the Germanic townsfolk of Cincinnati. I warned that our daughters would grow to resent each other for their common syllable, ma, and what easy jokes it allows. And with time, that resent would travel down their names until it rested on their common surname. Then they would turn on us for not giving them a winning chance at life. To these claims, Hamid countered, 1. Girls in all cultures are named for celestial bodies, water bodies, and spring blossoms. But moonflower isn't a spring blossom, I thought. 2. And it's specific to my culture to give children rhyming names. But their names aren't rhyming. 3. Besides Anna, all children resent their parents a little. But you worshipped your mother, Dr. Bhatti, I said. It's true. For as long as Amma Ji was alive, he fulfilled her every whim out of his guilt that he had abandoned her in Pakistan, where she was well taken care of by Hamid's remittances, his two brothers, their wives, and a battalion of servants. I can imagine this guilt only redoubled when Hamid denied his mother's one wish and married a white woman, who, let it be known, alienated herself from her family by converting for the wedding. Amma Ji was the one, by the way, who named the girls. Was this my punishment for stealing her son, or punishment for not birthing one myself? Amaji would arrive from Multan in the final months of my pregnancies to stuff me with buttered parathas, to churn lassi out of unpasteurized colostrum she obtained from an Amish farm. Every morning she appeared by my bedside like a dwarf I'd promised my firstborn to, and thrusting the breakfast tray in my direction, she would say, "Eat, eat." The food left me bloated and hairy-toothed. The girls came out fat and dimpled like loaves. Each birth was complicated still. Had I been born in an older time or a poorer country, I'm sure I would have died in childbirth. Twice they even had to put me under general anesthesia. By the time I revived, giddy and sore, Ammaji had already given the call to prayer in the girl's ear, had proclaimed her Muslim, had proclaimed her lunar. That's it. That's the first section.
Oh, wow. I've also noticed in your writing that you tend to incorporate two different cultures. or two different, I mean, I don't consider them two separate cultures anymore, because, you know, there is a interchange of different cultures now, and it's very common, right, in today's time, but we tend to not accept that. In many areas, it's not well accepted. But when I have noticed your work, this, and you do it very seamlessly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's not, it's very tough to do that, but you do it very seamlessly. I also like the paratha version. It just hit home for some reason.
Yeah, I always find that, you know, this, I find cultural clash interesting, but like not only between like East versus West, which is a very typical way of thinking about it, but even within Pakistani society, you see, you know, these kind of like a clash of ideologies happen all the time, right? And so I find that very productive for sort of exploration in fiction. And I think it has to be done with some kind of humor, otherwise it'll be too depressing.
True, so I agree. Funny. I agree with that. Okay, I want to start from the very beginning, because I want to know how your academic life was. What did it look like for you? And how has your journey been us point se leke ab tak? You've noticed a transformation or evolvement of some sort.
Sure, yeah. So I grew up in a fairly middle-class family in Lahore. I'm born and raised in Lahore. And I went to just like a regular like English medium school. And But I don't think I discovered my love for English there. That happened at home, you know. There was a lot of books at my house, so we just read those, and we were encouraged to read. And we used to go to this bookstore in Liberty Market called Galaxy Books, which is a great and cheap bookstore, but is no longer exists, unfortunately. So anyway, so that's where I started learning English. So if I were to talk about my education in the literary context, then that's where my education began as a writer. But in school, I was a pretty good student. So and I think at some point, I picked up more and more English books and less Urdu books. I don't know why, and English sort of became my sort of language for expression. Even though in my family we don't speak English, we speak Urdu at home, and all my friends at school we would speak Urdu or maybe Punjabi, mixed in with Urdu. So I don't know where that happened. But another moment that occurred maybe was we watched a lot of Cartoon Network. And maybe that's where we started seeing a world where children had agency, you know, and power. And I think as a child, you want agency. You want to be able to do things. You want to be like, you know, like a character in Scooby-Doo and solve crimes. So yeah. I think that, so in some ways, I started seeing English tied to that. And a big moment that I think is important for me as a writer was when humne na koi cartoons mein dekh liya mere aur mere cousins ne ki Halloween manate hain bahar log. To like wo to yahan to koi rivaj nahi tha, but we thought it was so cool ke paise milenge ya candy milegi. And the idea of dressing up was very fun. So we end up to we said hum Halloween karenge. तो हमने जो है ना कॉस्ट्यूम बनाए अपने पुराने यूनिफॉर्म्स फाड़ फूड़ के और एंड देन वी डोंट नो ऑब्वियसली यू कैन गो टेक और ट्रिक और ट्रीटिंग यू कैन गो आस्किंग फॉर कैंडी फ्रॉम पीपल सो वी लाइक विल स्टेज अ शो फॉर ऑल द एडल्ट्स टू वॉच एंड देन विल मेक देम पे अस मनी सो तो फॉर दैट आई रोट पोम्स फॉर एवरीवन सो एवरीवन वाज अ कैरेक्टर समवन वाज फ्रैंकनस्टाइन समवन वाज अ विच सो आई रोट अ पोम फॉर एवरीवन एंड इट वाज वेरी ऑब्वियसली लाइक अ चिल्ड्रंस पोम इट हैड राइम्स एंड एवरीथिंग एंड बट एंड देन वी डिड गेट मनी आउट ऑफ इट सो इट वाज रियली फन एंड आई थिंक दैट वाज अ मोमेंट वेयर आई रियलाइज्ड वाओ लाइक आई कैन राइट यू नो सो दैट एंड देन आई स्टार्टेड डेवलपिंग अ लव फॉर बुक्स सो आई रेड अ लॉट एंड आई वाज लाइक वाओ दिस इज रियली कूल आई वांट टू एक्सप्रेस माय सेल्फ यू नो एंड दैट्स हाउ आई स्टार्टेड रियली राइटिंग फिर स्कूल में ही हुआ कि आई एंडेड अप गेटिंग अ स्कॉलरशिप टू गो टू टू LGS विच इज़ अ नाइस ए लेवल स्कूल एंड वहाँ पे जो है ना इंग्लिश लिटरेचर पढ़ाई जाती थी सो दैट वाज माय फर्स्ट टाइम टेकिंग इंग्लिश लिटरेचर एंड दैट रियली ओपन्ड द डोर्स फॉर मी टू थिंक अबाउट यू नो बुक मच मोर क्रिटिकली देन आई वाज यूज्ड टू एंड टू ब्रिंग दैट टू माई ओन राइटिंग आई हैड बीन राइटिंग सॉर्ट ऑफ कैजुअली राइटिंग पोएम्स ऑन द साइड एंड देन द अदर थिंग दैट हैपेंड वाज आई वाज एबल टू गेट अ स्कॉलरशिप to go to a small liberal arts college in the US called Bowdoin College. And there I ended up taking some creative writing classes and I got a lot of encouragement. And I started learning that, you know, you can't just make up a story. You have to think about some elements like, you know, like painting. You can just start painting, but some of it is, you have to learn the techniques, right?
Welcome.
So, वहाँ से फिर मैंने जो है ना अपने काम करना शुरू किया इस पर अपनी क्राफ्ट से कहते हैं क्राफ्ट पे Or, but then one thing led to another, and here I am now 10 years later.
I mean, I think it started very young for you because, मतलब एक और connection में बना रही हूँ, but the idea कि आपने poems लिखी, and then the idea was कि you know you everyone will read it out and then they'll give you money or treats whatever that may be, and then here you are today, you you know you've submitted your pieces to so many magazines and you know it makes sense as a kid from doing that as a kid to you doing that as a grown up. The connection was somewhat there, that sort of connection ki nahi main likhunga and then I would want people to you know get exposed to that and for I feel like writers ke liye aise hota ki wo sirf logo ke liye nahi likh rahe hote, it's at the end of the day it's just for themselves.
Absolutely.
Apne liye hota hai. I want to put this out there.
Yes, I agree. I think that it's a combination perhaps, and I think maybe there are some writers who write more personally and some that write that are much more interested in connecting with a larger public.
Of course.
And for me, I think I've gone back and forth, but you're right in pointing out that if I look at the earliest sort of inspiration for me, it came from wanting to connect with other people. And I think one has to be reminded of that every now and then.
Of course. Well, you already talked about your inclination towards weaving stories, and you've already shared that story, ki kis tarah aapki fondness developed, so I'm not going to get into that. But since I mentioned when I was introducing you, that this year in March you were offered the Stegner Fellowship in Fiction, right, by Stanford University. It's for a period of 2 years?
It's a two-year fellowship.
2 years, yes. So it's going to start in the fall.
In about 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks, oh,
starting soon.
Oh, so like, I want you to share with us how you got into applying for this fellowship and what was the process surrounding it, how you landed it, what you learned personally.
Absolutely,
During this, throughout the process.
Yeah, so, you know, when you're... So first of all, for people who might not know what the Stegner Fellowship is, it's in the U.S. at least, it's the biggest sort of fellowship you can have as an emerging writer. It's intended for emerging writers who may have one book or are working on their first book. And it's a dream for a writer because it's essentially 2 years of good funding without any real responsibility. So they give you 2 years to basically have a community of other writers, and we meet once a week at Stanford, and that's the only responsibility you have. You don't teach, you don't take other classes. The whole point is to give you time to write, and that's such a precious commodity for anyone, but especially for writers, because novels don't get written by reading, you know, by taking classes that you need to write.
Yes.
So that has always been such a dream for me, as it has been for so many writers, and I just never thought I could do it. So I had never considered applying for it, but then, you know, like, this is why having friends is so important. A friend of mine, who's a brilliant writer, Rabia Saeed, she got it, and she's there right now. And I was like, "Hey, dekho, Rabia ko ho gaya," and she's talking about how wonderful it is, and you know, I was like, "Okay, main bhi koshish karta hoon phir." And it was, I would say it was partly, you know, her encouragement that I was like, chahiye main bhi, you know, Pakistani dost ko chahiye hota hai ki aage lagaye koi aapko to aap par lag jate hain.
Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah, main kari tum bhi karo na.
Ha, so really I feel like partially it was that, and partially it was I'm currently in a PhD program, and you know, it's a wonderful program. It's a 4-year program, and instead of writing a dissertation that is a critical dissertation, it's a creative dissertation. So I'm writing a novel, but I'm doing all the sort of coursework that, you know, the PhD requires, and it's a lot of work, right? And I was getting a little bit frustrated being in the PhD because, yeah, you know, as anyone who has done a PhD knows,
everyone says the same thing.
It's a lot of work, and also I, in order to get a stipend, I'm also teaching. So I'm teaching and I'm studying, and I barely had time to write, you know. So I was like, okay, this is wonderful. I always did want to have a PhD, but right now I think I'm like gonna. I need to find some way to like write. So darmiyan mein, maine socha chalo theek hai, fir apply kar lete hain iske liye, dekhte hain kya hota hai. And I mean, it was my good luck. I would say that I ended up getting it. So.
Yeah, I mean, I want to point out ki kitna zaruri hai to have encouraging or motivational friends. And it's very important the people you surround yourself with, because then aapki personal growth to hoti hai, that obviously ultimately depends on you at the end of the day, ki aapki willpower, aapki motivation, aapka discipline kidhar, kidhar kis direction mein. But it's so important to have those group of friends around.
Absolutely, especially because when you're writing fiction, you know, we keep saying it's a very solitary task, right? You're sitting down at your desk or in a cafe, you know, cafe maybe, and you're writing, and that's it. No one knows what you're doing, and you're writing hundreds of pages because you want to write a novel, right? So it can be very lonely, it can be very solitary. So in all of this, it's very important to have community, right? And not just community in terms of people. Obviously, you need your family or like other people who support you, but you also need other like-minded writers who understand what that ambition is asking of you, and who can also be readers, you know, for you. So yeah, I think that in fact, going back to what we were originally saying, it's that combination of like seeking connection and community, and also preserving your like inner self and inner time, that's so important. Yeah,
that's true. You reminded me of this guest we had, Rabania here, and she's an artist. So she does street photography, and she has a space called Tasveer Ghar. It's here. It's close by. Yeah, it's in Wabra Town, I believe. Uh-huh. So it's close. Basically, she was talking. She pointed out ke kitna zaroor जरूरी है ये एक सेंस ऑफ कम्युनिटी, बिकॉज शी वॉज लाइक कि व्हेन आई वॉज स्टडिंग तो मुझे कोई नहीं पता होता कि कोई एक सेंटर हो, कोई एक स्पेस हो, कोई एक कम्युनिटी हो जहाँ पे मेरे जैसे या मेरे जैसे लोग जो परसू करें या ऑलरेडी उस स्टेज पे हैं, दे कैन कनेक्ट विद फेलो फोटोग्राफर्स. उनके कॉन्टेक्स्ट में अगर मैं बात करूँ, सो लाइक द होल पॉइंट ऑफ ब्रिंगिंग दिस अप वाज कि एक सेंस ऑफ कम्युनिटी, एक माहौल जिसको उन्होंने उसका नाम दिया, कितना ज़रूरी है, सो दैट वी कैन यू नो कनेक्ट विद फेलो राइटर्स, फोटोग्राफर्स, जो भी एक डेडिकेटेड स्पेस है. बिकॉज इफ़ आई टॉक अबाउट वेयर आई लिव, इधर यहाँ पे, तो आई डोंट सी दैट माइनस इन द डिजिटल स्पेस. वहाँ पे एक सेंस ऑफ कनेक्टिविटी है, बट वी डोंट हैव स्पेसेस इन पर्टिकुलर जहाँ पे वी कैन सिट डाउन एंड ऑफ कोर्स आई डू नो दिस पर्सन, मतलब पर्सनली मैं उनको जानती हूँ. उन्होंने शुरू किया था, इट्स बाय द नेम ऑफ फॉर अ कॉज, और वहाँ पे वो शी डज दीज लाइक ग्रुप ऑफ वुमेन कम, नॉट जस्ट वुमेन बट पीपल कम टुगेदर एंड दे रीड. इट स्टार्टेड विद रीडिंग एंड देन इट स्टार्टेड विद क्रिटिकल डिस्कशंस, डिस्कोर्स, and slowly it evolved. तो एक effort जारी रहती है, of course, but इतने visibly, you know, it's not prevalent here.
Absolutely, yeah. I think honestly, like, I think visual writers have a better platform here in Lahore. At least in Lahore, I can't speak for outside of Lahore, you know. But my best friend is a wonderful printmaker, and you know, so I sort of know of the art world in Lahore a little bit through her, but I just feel like, you know, at least for visual artists, at least their programs, right, they're different universities that offer degrees, so at least people have community there, and then there's some galleries, and they're like initiative like the Colony, so they can meet there a little bit, performing arts bhi wahan pe thoda bahut. For writers, there's not much, right? Like there's a few classes offered at different university, but there's not a major or a program, for instance. And ठीक है, थोड़ी बहुत पुराने वक्त की वो चीज़ें कुछ हैं, टी हाउस वगैरह, लेकिन एक बाकायदा प्लेटफॉर्म मुझे लगता है कि कमी है बिल्कुल. एंड आई रियली विश दैट देयर वाज मोर ऑफ अ सलॉन. आप जिसमें बात करें सलॉन स्पेस, और ये सलॉन स्पेसेस बहुत असेंशियल होती हैं राइटर्स के लिए, और ये मतलब बड़े पुराने वक्त से जो है ना ये चल रही है. पहले हमारी सोसाइटी में कोर्ट्स होते थे जो कि सपोर्ट करते थे, राइट, कम्युनिटी और गैदरिंग स्पेस होती थी, और पेट्रनेज स्पेस होती थी जहाँ पे राइटर्स पोइट्स वगैरह के लिए थी जगह. इसी तरह वेस्ट में जो सलॉन्स होते थे जहाँ पे कुछ पेट्रन जब बुला रहे लोगों को. तो आई रियली विश के इस तरह के जो इनिशिएटिव्स आप बयान कर रही हैं ये और बढ़ें, और यू नो, और ज़्यादा थोड़ा डेमोक्रेटाइज भी हों, क्योंकि थोड़ा मुश्किल है अक्सर. आई फील लाइक समटाइम्स देयर आर स्पेसेस, बट this seems somewhat more limited, you know, in who has access to them. Achha, Kitab Ghar is also a really good initiative.
Yes, recently maine bahut suna, it's like very appealing. Wo kafi diverse kism ke subjects ko cater karte hain,
and they really try to make an initiative to have a space that's open to a variety of different kinds of people. So I really like that. I just went there once for their literary festival. and it was really wonderful.
Yeah, it's very underrated, I feel. Still, it's so... I would wish that more people talk about it.
Yes.
Or was other popularized instead of other events. Like, I... naam nahi lungi, but, you know, ek, yearly basis pe kafi events hote hain on a very large scale. Lahore mein yahan pe notable events hote hain. But unki wo essence aur wo nahi rahi. Because I have been attending them for the past so many years. Yearly basis pe main jaati hoon and like over the years I have sensed ke matlab mujhe samajh aa jati hai like aap dekh ke baith ke kis tarah ke logon ko bulaya jata hai kis tarah ke log wahan baithe hote hain aap pura analysis kar
ji kyunki wo democratic spaces nahi hai wo institutional spaces hain jo ke jinki badi zyada funding hoti hai usme gatekeeping hoti hai usme khaas qisam ke log aa sakte hain kai log nahi aa sakte so I feel like is tarah ki choti level pe spaces zyada zaruri hai aur aisi spaces hain jo ke matlab सालाना हो ना मतलब कम्युनिटी तो यूं ही बनती है ना कम्युनिटी साल में एक बार किसी जश्न पे जाके तो नहीं बनती
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल अगर होती रहे आपको पता होता है कि ओके ये जगह है मेरे लिए दिस इज माय स्पेस आई कैन यू नो क्लेम एंड ऑफर जो भी मैं ऑफर करना चाहती हूँ ओके सो लाइक टॉकिंग अबाउट योर फेलोशिप ही लाइक यू नो दिस होल आइडिया आई मीन यू हैव ऑलरेडी टॉक्ड अबाउट इट टच्ड अपॉन इट बट आई वांट टू नो योर एक्सपेक्टेशंस चाहे वो एक इंडिविजुअल सेंस में हो यू नो किसी की पर्सनली भी होती है या फिर फिक्शनल एकेडेमिक सेंस में या राइटिंग वाले सारे प्रोसेस को लेके कि यू नो दिस गोइंग टू बी सेशंस यू गेट टू रीड यू गेट टू हैव मीटअप्स यू आपकी क्राफ्ट के ऊपर डिस्कशन सो व्हाट आर योर एक्सपेक्टेशंस अटैच्ड टू इट
Well, so the structure is such that we'll have one workshop a week. Okay, so for that, you meet up with 10 other writers and a professor who's a published author, and you, I think, two people are up for bring work, right? So everyone has read their work, whether it's a story collection or a story or like a novel, whatever it is, right? So two people's work is up for discussion every week, and everyone has read it, and then we bring in our feedback. So it depends on each instructor how they lead that workshop. Sometimes the person whose work is being discussed is not allowed to speak. So that person stays quiet and the other people weigh in. You start by talking about what is working, what's, you know, how is it working, you know, and what the sort of the positives are on the page. Or not even positives, what is the structure, yeah, what are the some of the qualities of the prose, right? And then you move on to talking about how can those, you know, how can the goals of the writer be met further.
Okay.
So that's the institutional part of the fellowship. And I've been taking workshops like that for almost 10 years now. Mm-hmm. So I've, although I'm sure there are like brilliant writers there, I'm excited to connect with them. Mm-hmm. That's less of an appeal for me. For me, what's much more interesting is to live in a vibrant sort of like literary center and to have space and time to myself. And, you know, like, so what I'm really looking forward to is to continue work on my novel. I'm working on a novel and I would say half of the first draft has been completed. And now I'm thinking of revising it and writing it from scratch. And, you know, a novel requires constant writing and rewriting. And you can't just write 300 pages and say, this is my book. You often have to, like, scratch it out, start again. So I'm working on this novel and I'm really invested in it. And my goal really is to use the next 2 years to work on it and to finish it. Meanwhile, I also have a bunch of short stories that I have written over the last couple of years. And I want to continue polishing them and submitting them for journals. So I've some of them have been published. One of them actually won an award and was published in January. And I just want to keep working on those and not forget them. So initially, if I'm being very optimistic, my goal is to get the stories ready so they're a collection and get the novel ready so I can send it out to, you know, publishers.
I think ये बहुत common चीज़ होती है उन्हें with writers के उनको अपना piece जब वो देखते हैं लिखा हुआ होता है कुछ time बाद उसको खोलते हैं तो they're like नहीं I don't like this art all ये मैंने लिखा था was this really me
absolutely
और फिर वो you I think you did that with I'm Sick but Missing You उसके साथ भी कुछ ऐसा ही हुआ था
every time I write something I read it again after a couple of years you know when you're writing a story you're so invested in it and that's the whole thing that's consuming you you're thinking about it you're talking about it and then you write it and you know you submit it and then it gets published and then you read it again sometimes it's exciting you know to be honest sometimes you read it and you're like acha ye acha likha hua hai you know but mostly you're like okay who was I what was I thinking I don't want to claim it. It's like raising a child and sending them off, and you're like, "Acha beta, ab apni zindagi guzaro, mujhe chhod do." It's a bit like that.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
And you grow as a person, right? You grow as a person. And those ideas that you had, like, they change, and it can sometimes feel a little annoying or embarrassing to be like, "Acha, main ye bhi sochta tha."
I mean, if I read some of my work when I wrote it back in school time, to mujhe hoga ki ye maine kya likha tha. I don't stand by these ideas, or like the way I've drafted this, written down the sentence, or jo maine words use kiye hain, I would want to use this instead of that. So I think hamari writing bhi ek, our writing is also growing with us as we grow, you know.
Absolutely.
So wo evolve hoti rehti hai. I want to move to poems here, because your first poetry publication came out this summer, which was published by the University of Michigan.
Yeah.
Right? And you mentioned how you stopped writing poetry for a period of 8 years. That's a really long time. Like, and I want to know, okay, what made you go back to it? Kaun sa aisa particular moment that drew you towards it? And why did you stop writing poetry? Aisa kya ho gaya?
Well, first of all, thank you for asking that question.
Yeah.
Aapne badi tehqeeq ki hai. And then, pata kya, actually, baat ye thi ke, actually, for, I would like to clarify that I actually had published poetry before, because Aleph Review hai na, usme mein hi poems do chapi thi. But this is the first publication in an American journal.
Okay.
And still, Aleph Review wali bhi poems to 2017, 18 mein chapi thi. So it's been a very long time, and I feel like a different person in that time, right? I don't know. I think I just initially, as a young person, I was very drawn to poetry. I think, and I wrote poetry a lot. And then I just went to school and the college, and wahan pe had a very strange professor.
Mm.
he was a poetry professor.
G-g.
And so he was rather he encouraged me, but he, you know, he was the kind of professor who played games a little bit on you, and he had like some favorites, and you know. And I was one of the favorites, but he wanted like a complete devotion. He's like, I was studying Chinese, and I was going to go to China for a semester. And he's like, "Tum wahan kyun ja rahe ho? Tum sab kuch chhod do. Tum jo hai na poetry padho karo. Tum mere matlab shagird ban jao. Tum mere sath summer research karo. Aur tum waqt zaya kar rahe ho apna. Tumhe ye karna chahiye, ye karna chahiye." So that was a very strange experience. I was like, "Aap kaun hai?" And I have other interests. And when you're 21, 22, that can have a big impact. Meanwhile, I had really encouraging fiction writing professors. So I was like, "Theek hai, main." And the third thing is that in the US, at least, and even here a little bit, we are taught that poetry and fiction are two tracks.
Mm.
And you choose one or the other. Even though, obviously, there's not much historical context for that. There's so many people who've written both poetry and prose very successfully, and they still are. But I felt like I had to make a choice. So, this happened. So then, aur jitni ye cheez institutionalized hoti jati hai utna mushkil hota jata hai, right? So then I applied for my masters. Wahan pe bhi you had to choose if you're going to go into poetry or prose. So I chose prose, and then I tried taking, wo main aapko story nahi suna sakta, wo, but there was like a whole bunch of like drama in my program, a little bit, and there was a person who was like, who actively stopped me from taking a poetry class, and who went behind my back and talked to a professor, and I was like, anyway, ये तो चीजें होती हैं. ये चीज़ देखिए literary world में ना इस तरह की भी थोड़ी post politics चलती
है. मुझे नहीं पता था, हमें लगा बड़े bland सा होता
है. And then I was like, okay, whatever, I'll stay in my lane and I'll keep writing this. And maybe I backed off too, you know. And it's true, I did develop a deeper passion for prose. So I was like, whatever, I'm just working on this. I don't need to. But then recently in my PhD, I took a few poetry classes finally, and my professor was really encouraging, really brilliant. I was very afraid that I was studying with other people who are published poets. There are many of my other people who are in the poetry side of the PhD already have collections published and have won awards, and they're really accomplished. So I was very I was very intimidated initially that, you know, I'm not good, obviously. But, you know, I did well, and then I won an award, and I was like, "Oh, okay, I can keep trying this."
Yes.
Even if this is not the focus of my literary career, it can be something I can turn to, you know, whenever I feel like it. And it's a very liberated feeling to have towards your poetry, because I feel a lot of obligation towards prose. I feel like, you know, main zindagi khatam ho jayegi, main apna novel nahi likha, but I don't feel that way towards poetry. So it can remain something that I just only indulge for the sake of my own pleasure, and that's wonderful.
Poetry ki nature bhi aisi hoti hai, so free flowing ke aapka hota hai ki okay, you can delve into it. But I want to point out two things. Ek to ye ki we have to recognize ke our professors also play a very pivotal role jab hum we are deciding on a be it a career path ya koi personally bhi aap koi journey le rahe hote ho, so they shape us as well.
Absolutely.
And psychological sense mein agar hum baat kare ya creative sense mein, so they shape us as well in a creative or like a psychological sense. And secondly, I want to point out ki kaise you never gave up. एक पर्सनली भी एक होती है आपकी विल के यू नो आई डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू जस्ट मतलब आप ऑफ कोर्स यू आर इंटिमिडेटिंग लाइक यू मैंशन इट योर सेल्फ लेकिन यू डिड नॉट गिव अप लाइक आई विल स्टिल गिव इट अ ट्राई PhD जब प्रोग्राम शुरू किया लाइक नहीं लेट्स जस्ट यू नो डेल्व इन टू इट एंड यू वर गिवन लाइक होता है ना फल मिलता है आपको उसका कि नहीं मैंने किया तो देखें इसका एंड देन आपका वो जो एक फेथ होता है वो रिस्टोर हो जाता है इन योर वर्क एंड इन योर राइटिंग.
Well, you have to do it if you're a Pakistani writer or a Pakistani artist from like in a from a sort of typical Pakistani family. Pakistani family chahe aapki support bhi kar le, like everyone tells you that this is like not worth it, right? So at least that's been my experience and the experience of many people I know. Like that's a very odd thing for them that you know you're trying to be a writer. Like kya hota hai writer, kya hota hai artist, kya hota hai. So you have to, if you make it, you know, to the point where I have, you have to do it by being a little bit stubborn and being a little bit delusional and feeling like okay, no, it's gonna work out, karte raho, theek hai na. So some of it was that, and the other thing was you know, I mujhe gratification, I was lucky enough that I had quick successes. And I think there are writers who are, I think, far more admirable than me, who keep persisting for the love of it and they never get any fruit, as you said. And they still do it, and you know, I admire those people, but I don't know if I could be like that if I didn't get all these big things, you know, with some degree of struggle. I may have gotten discouraged, and many talented writers, artists do get discouraged.
I mean, the biggest example in literature is so many poets and authors that they passed away, uske baad ja ke unko recognition mili. So many notables जिनको पता भी नहीं होगा हम उनके बारे में पढ़ते हैं अभी.
Exactly.
It's like हमारी शुरुआत ही उससे होती है.
Exactly.
कि हम बिस्मिल्लाह उनसे करते हैं.
Right. बिल्कुल.
उनके काम से familiarized होके. So
that's also true, you know, and I'm thinking like part of the encouragement that I got was by learning about other writers who are not my, like, so in some ways I feel like in a community with those people, like with people like, let's say, Virginia Woolf or like Kafka or like Manto, like you feel like you hear their stories and you think of the great sort of like adversity they overcame and the sort of crazy degree of passion they had for their work, intellectual, emotional, you know, and you can't help but feel like, you know, encouraged by their kya kehna chahiye, spirit keh le ya
bilkul 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 their willingness ki nahi humne they were like ki humne yahi karna hai, so we'll stick to this, duniya chahe jitna bhi shor kare hamare ait kar.
Bilkul, yeah, and I think that's to some degree I think that is the role of a writer, especially anywhere, I think particularly if you look at the literary sort of history in Pakistan, like often like writers and artists have been called to push back and resist the sort of easy narratives of our life that we've been given, right? So they're saying no, things don't have to be in a box and they don't have to be lived in a certain way, and they've been constantly sort of pushing against it. So I think looking at those people makes me sort of encourages me. I'm less brave, but you know, looking at people like that makes me want to be like them.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I would like to conclude our conversation. थैंक यू, थैंक यू सो मच. आई मीन बिकॉज आपने बहुत, मैंने आपसे यही एंड में, मतलब मैं चाहती थी कि आप थोड़ा सा बात करें कि किस तरह, यू नो, हाउ इन साउथ एशियन कॉन्टेक्स्ट, आपने खुद ही बात की कि कितने सेक्टर्स हैं जो पे राइटिंग के एज एन एकेडेमिक पाथ या करियर पाथ नहीं आइडियल समझते हैं. यू ऑलरेडी ब्रॉड इट अप, आई वॉज गोइंग टू आस्क यू अबाउट इट, बट यू सेड कि ढीट होना पड़ता है. सो दैट आई थिंक दैट मेक्स, और हम तो हमारे कितने हैं फैमिलीज जो कि हम बड़े ही उसी तरह होते हैं कि नहीं ये करना है, ये करना है, ये करना है. کرنا ہے. تو اگر آپ وہ اپنے اندر ہی لے آئیں, اپنے آپ کو لے کے, اپنے کام کو لے کے جو آپ کو ڈیفائن کرتا ہے, آپ کو پتہ ہے کہ دس از ہو یو آر ایز اے پرسن, دس ول ڈیفائن می, بی ایٹ ایز این آرٹسٹ, مطلب بی ایٹ ایز سم ون ہو پینٹس, بی ایٹ ایز سم ون ہو رائٹس, ہو ٹیکس پکچرز, بی ایٹ لٹرلی اینی تھنگ. So I think that's really encouraging and that makes sense.
Achha, but I would like to do something. I would like to do the PTV thing and to give a message.
Yeah, yeah, please, please go ahead.
So my message for anyone who's watching who wants to be a writer, who is already a writer and is seeking more recognition or wants to figure out how to do it, I would say just, you know, the two things you have to do. One thing is to, like, you know, I guess, like, keep reading. Just passionately read, because no one can be a good writer or a poet if they're not reading, you know. And the other thing is to seek community wherever you can find, you know. So yeah,
mera message. Yeah, that was short.
Oh, speaking of community, also feel free to reach out to me. I have an Instagram.
Yes,
so
yes.
You know, it's public Instagram. So if anyone wants to, feel free to reach out to
me. That's perfect. I think that's the that's some amazing advice and way of encouraging people ke, you know, to connect karenge, and it gives them an encouragement as well ke okay, someone, you know, recognizes ki hamara bhi koi passion aur wo hame encourage kar raha hai us sense mein. But thank you so much.
Of course, yeah, thank you for
thank you for making this conversation happen at the same time, you know. For everything that you pointed out, the pointers and everything, so I'm really glad this conversation
likewise happened. I'm so glad to have come here and to know more about Marty and see all the good work that's happening here.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and thank you aap sabka for joining. Agar aapko lagta hai ki you have something you want to share, you have any questions, please do feel free to reach out to us, to Hassan, and I'll mention all of the details in the description taaki aap logon ke liye easily accessible ho, aur screen pe bhi, button pe bhi aa jayega sab kuch, all of the details. But I'll catch you in another episode very soon. Till then, take care, be kind, and khudafiz.